Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
A school in the Galway Gaeltacht, which was narrowly saved from closure by an increase in pupils from Ukraine, is now facing a new challenge. The school principal is Róisín Nichúlainn, and she joins me now. Fáilte rúta, Róisín, chuig an glór.
Hi, Gramila Mahad.
Tell me about your school in the Connemara Gaeltacht. You were facing closure, was it last year?
Yeah, we have. So we have a really small school here on Muinish Island in Kerna, right beside the beach. You know, we're really proud of our school and our pupils and our community and everything. And unfortunately, just our numbers were dropping, I suppose, population. And the same problem was happening in a lot of rural areas. But we saw that we had predicted that for September 2023, we were going to have four pupils on the roll in sixth class. Mm-hmm. And we had tried to face the problem. You know, we'd done a huge campaign in order to try and get people to move into the area. Actually, quite a successful campaign, as it happens at the time in 2020, during COVID and after COVID, to try and get people to move, you know, more rural and work from home and this kind of thing. And there was a lot of interest in it and a lot of families were calling us. And what happened there was we just didn't have the housing, actually, to put these new families into that were genuinely interested in coming. But our parents then, you know, they're very loyal to the school and they just decided that amalgamation wasn't for them. And so they just wanted to keep the school doors open for as long as we could, just in case
okay.
that somebody might come somewhere. You know?
So everybody knows that keeping the school open in a rural area is breeds life into the area and keeps life in the area and so on. And then from tragedy and injustice in Ukraine comes the saviour of your school, Róisín.
Yeah, that's what happened, really. Yeah. A family or few families moved into the area, into a house in the area. And, you know, there was three little kids there, 5 years old, and they were looking for a school. And they had two older students as well. You know, they called us and we welcomed them with open arms.
And they're refugees from the war in Ukraine. Is that right?
Yeah. And they saw that there weren't too many pupils in the school here and that they could maybe get a lot of attention. And we gave them a lot of time and, you know, it worked out beautifully.
Mm-hmm. They're settling in.
The main, they're doing so well. And the huge kind of, I suppose, advantage for us was the fact that three of them were in junior infants. This was the game changer for us because local people then saw, you know, there are students in that school in junior infants, mm-hmm. you know, and they kind of started inquiring, will they still be there in September? And I asked, you know, the parents, and it's awkward because, of course, that they don't want to be here, really. Mm-hmm. If they could go home, they would. Mm-hmm. But they were able to tell me, you know, we will be there. So
okay, but the state found them accommodation in Muinish, which is one of the most beautiful parts, I know, in the country. There's no question about that. So the state, but lucky enough for these children and their families, the state found them accommodation. They were welcomed into Corna. They were welcomed into the school. Your school population went from 9, is that right, to 18? And the school was saved.
7 to 18, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me know then what the new challenge is. What's the problem here?
Okay, so it's still a very low number. I can see that. You know, it's only 18 pupils altogether, but 50% are now from the Ukraine and 50% are Irish. And we are a Gaeltacht school. We worked really hard to get our status as a Gaeltacht school. You know, there was a policy at the Gaeltacht that came out there a few years ago, and there was 13 criteria on that needed to be met in order to actually get your status. So just because you're in the Gaeltacht area now doesn't mean anymore that you're automatically a Gaeltacht school. You know, you have to work really hard to get the status, which we did. And I just now need more support to help the Ukrainian students while at the same time helping the local students and the Irish students to maintain this level and the high standards that we have for the Irish language in the school.
Okay.
We have EAL support, but we're asking for, you know, language support for Irish as well as the EAL support.
Okay. So what's the EAL 3 days for, now. For people who don't know?
So this is for the English as an additional language.
Okay.
So you get support depending on how many students you have from the Ukraine. So for example, when you have 9, you get 3 days. And up till 7, I think, or something like that, it's 2 days support.
Okay.
So that's fine. So now we have 9 pupils from the Ukraine, so we're entitled to 3 days. But it's still, they're 50% of our school population. Mm-hmm. And that's to support them in English, which is fair enough. But the majority of those students, about 70% of them, are actually in junior infants. And because we're in the Gaeltacht, we have to fully immerse our junior and senior infants in the Irish language. They don't hear a word of English
until
they're in first class.
This is actually government policy as well. The policy you mentioned for Gaeltacht schools has come from the Department of Education and feeds into the 20-year strategy on the Irish language that the government has. So you asked for extra supports for the Irish language for these students. What did the department say?
Well, they basically said that they would consider my appeal in a meeting that they're going to have in October. But at the same time, I don't know now, up from now until October, you know, I feel like it's too much of a risk almost to wait because I could be denied that. Mm-hmm. And there's a gap between now and then, you know, it's just, there's no date given in October. Is it the end? Is it the middle? Is it? And, you know, there's always this, you know, this chance we could get more Ukrainian pupils next week, or they could leave again and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of uncertainty with it.
But could they really deny the supports? I mean, wouldn't they be going against their own policy there, Roisin, if they did?
Well, this is my point exactly, you know, but I know from secondary school level and the GRETB and so on, the schools under that umbrella, I suppose, have been denied. They've been told you can get language support for EAL instead of your Irish support, or you can get your Irish support instead of your EAL support.
The state is saying you might be a Gaeltacht school and you might be feeding into the state's 20-year policy in the Irish language to try and strengthen the language, but you'll just get English language only supports. Is that it?
Yeah, they're saying you won't get both a support for Irish and for English.
Yeah, you're saying they're considering it, so wait and see. But maybe listeners will say, so what? What's the big deal? Just take the English language support.
No, it's not enough. They've chosen now, like, we gave them the option, they could send their children, this is the families from the Ukraine, to other schools that are English-speaking schools. And they understand that it's Irish that the children are going to learn from junior infants mm-hmm. until they're in first class. So there is no support there then at all, because to support them in English is against our policy and it's against our Scoil Gaeltacht the Muds. Mm-hmm. So they have to learn Irish at that level. So we can only take support for the Irish language for those pupils because they won't be learning English.
Tell me this, how are the Ukrainian pupils taking to the Irish language?
It's amazing. They're really wonderful. Like the four-year-olds and the five-year-olds are picking it up really quickly. The first three that we had, they started in February, you know, they've definitely got the couple focal and more, like, you know, and then the few that started just this year in September, they have their colours now at the moment and they have, you know, that they're lechris and the words that they need to get by. So they're immersed in the language. Mm. So it's amazing just how much they just pick it up and they soak it up. But the fear is when it starts getting too much, when we're listening to another language louder, maybe in the school now, it's going to drown out the Irish language. And I just need more support and more help of a teacher, a qualified teacher with me to really push and help these children to learn Irish. And as well as that, just to help the children that we have as well kind of understand, mm-hmm. you know, Scoil Gaeltacht, Irish we speak in here and so on.
I know there's a huge kind of community effort as well to try and make as many resources as possible available. I know some locals teamed up with Nadia Dobryanska, who's from Ukraine and speaks Irish fluently, and she helped translate a colouring book.
Yeah, we were involved in that. The school did the translate. We did the sound for that, you know, it was our pupils that were speaking on the recording for that book.
So what is it? It's a Ukrainian Gaeilge colouring book, is that it?
Yeah, it's a colouring book and you literally open the page and there's a QR code there. So you can click into this and it will speak, you know, in Ukraine first and give you the words, and then it'll follow up by saying them in Irish. So it's the first support that I feel like I have that's literally just going from the Ukrainian language to the Irish language, okay. as opposed to having English anywhere in there, you know. So like there's plenty of resources and maybe not enough, I'm not sure, but for English, Ukrainian. But then you see, we have the extra thing of we have to change that again to Irish.
Okay. Well, look, we'll
to be
see.
Able to use it.
In fairness to the Department of Education, they're considering your request, they say. You'll come back to us, Roisin, and let us know what they say.
Okay, yeah, I will.
Okay, for sure. Roisin ní chualann mar sin. Cén tánim tar an scoil?
Scoil Chulmán a Mhuinis.
Scoil Chulmán a Mhuinis, cong, and the scoilna is fear agus is seise in éir an éile in áras fí. Roisin, gur míle maga da sot lairtlin. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, fáil trúth. Gur míle maga da
sot. Son.